This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Forecast models show North Texas could see a second wave of coronavirus cases over the summer. KERA's Becca Moore talked with researchers about how these forecasts work and what the future may hold for Dallas-Fort Worth.
Think of these forecast models like an early warning system. Researchers collect a bunch of data and put it through their model to determine the chances of something happening. Then they share the findings so people can make informed decisions. Like if the weather forecast showed you rain, you might grab an umbrella on your way out the door. David Rubin is director of policy lab at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which has been monitoring local coronavirus data.
We want to be as careful and conservative as we can be in trying to say what may happen over the next 4 weeks so people can kind of have an honest appraisal of what they might do to change their behavior. Are you going to take that umbrella with you?
Both the policy lab model and a similar model out of UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas are monitoring how contagious the disease is based on factors like population density, demographics, and how well people are social distancing. As the Texas economy reopens and social distancing relaxes, the policy lab predicts COVID-19 will become more contagious in North Texas, resulting in higher case counts. Rubin says it's especially worrisome for densely populated areas like Dallas and Houston. However, if people wear masks, practice good hand hygiene, and stay 6 feet apart in public,
it gives you more flexibility to open up your economy safely.
Some say Texas is reopening too fast. Dr. Philip Wong is director of the Dallas County Health and Human Services. He says the county still hasn't met the criteria to reopen.
What we haven't seen is that 14-day decline in those indicators that everyone said we really should see before we start opening up.
Just this week, Dallas County reported the highest single-day number of new coronavirus cases, and county data shows hospitalizations for COVID-19 aren't declining. Rubin says those are both signs the coronavirus may be spreading more quickly. On the other hand, UT Southwestern's model predicts hospitalizations will decline in the next few weeks. Trish Pearl is the lead researcher on the model at UT Southwestern. She says forecasts aren't 100% accurate and shouldn't be the only factor when making decisions about how to manage COVID-19.
They're kind of one of the pillars and information sources that is used to help understand where this may be going, but also to understand the impact of things that have been done.
The UT Southwestern model shows current prevention measures are about 66% effective at curbing the spread of COVID-19.
But if we let that drop from 66% to 63%, we could see enough of an uptick in the contagiousness that it could have a dramatic impact on the number of new cases we would have every day.
Huang says another area of concern is the transmission happening as crowds gather to protest police violence against Black people.
When you have large crowds of people with many not using the cloth facial coverings and a lot of screaming, a lot of droplet spread, those are things that are concerning from an infection control standpoint.
But a spike in cases doesn't mean North Texas is in dire straits. As long as people follow public health guidelines and local hospital systems aren't overwhelmed, Pearl says it's manageable. Both labs say these guidelines are the best way to control transmission. Warm weather could also help quell the spread of the virus, so researchers are monitoring how high heat and humidity affect transmission. Rubin says policy changes like mandatory paid sick leave would also help slow the spread by making it easier for people to stay home.
Forcing people to make a decision between earning income versus, working without pay is really hard. It's hard to quarantine people for 14 days and tell them they're not going to get paid anything, right?
Dallas and other Texas cities have passed paid sick leave ordinances, but they've been held up in court. And while that policy is up in the air, Huang says the forecasts help local leaders make other policy decisions on how to manage the virus. Despite some less than encouraging predictions from researchers, Huang is optimistic.
All the effort and the sacrifice that everyone has made a difference.
As tempting as it may be to go back to the way things were before the pandemic, Huang says those sacrifices are saving lives. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.